Party going? Thank you. Alright, good evening everyone. So, welcome to this meeting of the Local Area Committee for Charnwood Borough Council. Right, there are a number of things I would like to remind people of before we start with the items on the agenda. So please note that this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record this meeting and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone please present these to turn off your mobile phones or switch them to silent. Let's check that in there. Right, this meeting of the Local Area Committee is being held as a hybrid meeting with some participants joining the meeting virtually. I will now ask those attendees if they can see and hear the meeting. So I'll see if I can see on the screen. So Councillor Anne Gray, can you see and hear this meeting? We can't hear you though.
Yes, I can. I'm on mute because otherwise you get terrible feedback from this one.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Councillor Bev Gray, can you see and hear proceedings?
Yes, I can see and hear.
Sandy Forrest.
Oh yeah. Councillor Forrest, can you see and hear things? Sandy, can you see and hear? You're on mute. She's on. We heard her earlier on, didn't we? So she's present. Councillor Monk, can you see and hear proceedings?
Yes, I can see and hear you. Thank you.
Thank you. That's everyone, I think. Right. So we'll move on to item one. So that's apologies. So I've received apologies from Councillor Bradshaw and Councillor Tillotson. I think I've received no other apologies. Okay. Moving on to item two, which is the minutes of the previous meeting. So, is the committee content to receive and note the minutes? And I'm seeing general agreement from the committee, so I will regard them as received and noted. Item three is disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Are there any disclosures of such interests? I'm seeing no indication from any member. So I shall move on straight to item four, and that is questions under committee procedure 12.6. Now we did have a series of questions all from County Councillor Max Hunt. So you've seen the responses. Now, I'm understanding that Councillor Max Hunt is not attending this meeting. And therefore, since he's not at this meeting to ask any supplementary questions, is this committee content to note the questions and responses issued?
Great.
Right. So we move straight on to item five, which is Loughborough Special Expense Draft Budget 2025-26. That should be on page 7 of the papers. Can I ask the Head of Finance to introduce this report?
Thank you, Chair. So item five, so this report is to outline to the committee the draft budget proposals for the Loughborough Special Expenses for 2025-26. The final Loughborough Special Expenses will be formalised at the Council on the 24th of February 2025. As you work through the report, I'll just highlight some of the key points, but happy to take any questions afterwards. So the total Loughborough Special Expenses for 25-26 is proposed at £1,531,300, which is an increase on last year's figure of which was £1,473,300, so an increase of £58,000. Local special expenses forms part of Charlton's overall capital rules, and as such, it is proposed that the local special expenses figure for 2024-25 of £82.72 is increased by 1.99% to £84.37 for 2025-26 per Bandy property. As I say, I'm happy to take any further questions. If we get to too much detail, then you might trip me up slightly, but that kind of outlines the report and where we are.
Is there any questions from Councillor Curry was there?
Thank you, Chair. You may not know this, Neil, so don't worry if you don't, but I'm just curious. There's a one almost 9.3% variance on the local CCTV. And a note that there's £6,600 on page 12, sorry, analysis of budget movement in support services. Do you know if that's to do with repairs?
Sorry, so it's Loughborough CCTV?
Yeah, so if you go to page 12, you see we're a little bit overspent on page 11. If you go to 12, yeah. Under support services, there's £6,000 there. Is that related to repairs or damaged CCTV cameras? Because there was one in my ward that was not operating.
So support services are the, if you like, back office functions that support the council overall. So yeah. A lot of support services would be driven by employee costs, or salary costs, etc. And then the way the recharges work, they then come through into the different services. Quite the reasons behind the 6,600, I'd have to go and check. To answer your question, because you said it was specific to
repair.
Some repairs on some cameras, I don't think it is, because that would be included within. We have what's called controllable costs, so they're, if you like, where we go out and say purchase something, so we go out, buy a new desk chair, there, controllable costs, repairs of cameras would be controllable costs. We then have non-controllable costs, which is our recharges, which recharges all of our services towards those frontline services. So,
okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
Cost of course covering booth wood. Page 11. It's £78,300. Is that the cost of maintenance? Just a bit confused.
If I can. Chair, yeah, that includes the contractor maintenance costs and then other small items of expenditure that we'd have in addition to that. So there may be a small repairs and maintenance budget that sits alongside that for expenses that we incur directly, but the majority of it would be those costs borne by our open spaces contractor.
No, that's just for mowing the paths and... Because you don't know if... And any trees fall down, is that covered or?
Yes.
Okay, so I've no choice. If no trees fall down, then we'll get some money back. Do you know what I mean?
If I can, Chair, come back on that. The way that the open spaces contract is priced is that each open space has a typology. So you've got cemeteries, sports pitches, you've got natural and semi-natural open spaces, amenity green space. And each one has a price per metre squared,
okay.
And that's how it's costed. So you might get some open spaces where you have five trees come down and it's got a higher expense, but the cost is apportioned on the area and not on the actual work okay. that's done. So it's kind of worked on an average, and that gives us some sort of budget certainty about what we're paying for, obviously.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Can I just, it's not questions, an observation. The Loughborough Special Levy has increased by 1.99%. Now, of course, the way the Loughborough Special Levy works is it's really a kind of almost an accounting thing within the overall cost of the council tax, and therefore that controls it to keep us within the £5 limit. We're capped at 3% overall. So does this mean, of course, if there's spending pressures elsewhere, then the Loughborough Special Levy takes a hit, has to be adjusted down. No, it's going to be forced down in a future year to 1.5 or 1.2, irrespective of what inflation is doing, because of pressures elsewhere. Is that a consequence?
probably a coincidence, the £5 limit is so marginal now, so the difference between the 3% and the £5 is near the end of there. So for a long time, John would push towards the £5 limit, because the 3% he did make a worthwhile difference. I think now it's down to pence, so the amount of money that, trying to think the calculation I do, of that £5, I think Charwood is getting about £4.70 something of it now, and Loughborough Specialist is taking like 25 pence.
So it's
down to sort of small numbers. Going forward, if the capping rules were to change, and it's been talked about in the media, about £10 limit, then that may, you know, change the situation and make the numbers a little bit more intelligent.
Okay. And therefore, that means that the Loughborough Special Levy could create a rationale to be increased accordingly. Also, the thing is, of course, is Loughborough is growing. Therefore, does that kind of, does the growth therefore impact, will have to impact on the calculations, won't it, year on year? Because it would literally be more households. So even if the levy's running below inflation, if actually the number of houses are increasing, that also counters it. So it's actually quite a complicated calculation there.
It is. So included within the overall figures when we come to set council tax. So we have a tax base, and part of that, there's the Loughborough tax base, which you'd see in the reports. Now, because of the way the timing works, we don't get the tax base until, I think it's due out next week, actually. But obviously, we're setting the budget now. We can't kind of wait. So we make some assumptions in the MTFO about likely tax base increases. When we work through, so we have cost centres for all of the Loughborough Special parts of our budgets, and when we work through and work them up, those key elements, things like contracts, any salary costs, support services, we'll then land on a figure for what we think is the cost of running Loughborough Special expenses. It then works its way back slightly because we all almost know what we want to increase the council tax by, so the 1.99% that's being proposed here in this report. Subsequently, if I can guess to the nearest 0.1 of a bandy property what the tax base is going to be, then I should perhaps be having a gamble on the horses or something. I don't gamble, but perhaps I should. We can't guess it. So then what happens is, when we set the budget based on the tax base and the proposals in this report, at the end of the year, we've then got a notional reserve for Loughborough Special. So as we progress through the year, we do all our budget monitoring, etc., get towards the end of the year, we're never going to get that budget figure spot on. So there's going to be a variance favourable or adverse. But rather than that landing in Charwood's element of council tax, that's funded, or we add back to that notional reserve subsequently, then roll that forward. And I think that's that figure. You see a 91,000 on page 11. There's adjustments for 23-24, adjustments for 22-23. So that would indicate that there's been some money rolled forward from previous years. So we don't just lose the Loughborough Special within the grand scheme of things. We do monitor as it comes through.
Thanks for that. So basically there's a lot of moving parts in all this.
Yes.
Right. Okay, thanks for that. I just think that helps my understanding. Any further questions or comments? I'm seeing nothing, so no one's had one line. So thank you very much for that then. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, but anyway, I have to confirm whether this Loughborough Committee note the draft Loughborough Special Expenses Budget for 2025-26 set out in Appendix 1 to this report. So, is this committee noted?
Yep.
And I'm seeing lots of nodding heads. It's also noted that Councillor Smith has managed to make it online.
And Councillor Maynard.
Yes.
All right, excellent. So, Spillhouse, I think we've got. Yeah, excellent. Okay. Moving on to item 6. That's the work programme, which is on page 13 of the papers. So, could I ask Matt Bradford to introduce the committee's work programme, please?
Thank you, Chair. This is a report to outline the committee's work programme and allow members to review upcoming items.
Right. Is there any questions or things, comments on this? I am seeing no hands raised. So, is there any? Can I ask members of this committee if you have any additional information or clarification you require? And it looks like everyone seems perfectly satisfied with what's been supplied. So, thank you for that then. Okay, thank you. So we're almost at an end, although I think now does Councillor Campbell want to make a suggestion?
Yeah, it would be nice if something in Loughborough for wildlife and for people, and if we could all donate a tree and plant a little orchard somewhere. If any captains have got a bit of space to put something and or chip in 20 quid and, you know, 14, 15 trees. Mm. Just thought I'd throw it out there and see what people thought.
Is there any initial reactions for that?
Yeah, happy to look at it. And we must have some little patches of land somewhere where it's not, you know, feasible to do anything else, but either leave it wild or do a little orchard or something.
If I could make a suggestion, Chair, what I've been discussing with colleagues in next year's work programme is to whether we carry on with the free tree giveaway that we do at the moment. It's getting increasingly harder to give the trees away, if I'm honest. I am looking as to whether we could do a satellite survey of canopy cover across the borough to see which wards have the least canopy cover, and then try and direct the funds that we put into the free trees towards planting in areas of need. Sometimes there's a reason why one area doesn't have a lot of canopy cover, because there isn't a lot of open space to plant on, but we can start and we can count areas out or areas in, and increase woodland in areas that have really got a big deficit. So we're looking at it in quite a strategic way.
Right.
We're considering that for the sort of team plan and the work programme for the team next year.
There might be a little spot where we can have a little orchard or something. Fruit trees, you seem to
think. Well, fruit trees don't grow big, so we've got no people asking about too big trees, but it's good for wildlife. People can get the fruit.
Sounds like something to be examined.
I mention to Kieran when I saw him giving away the trees that wildflower meadow by Humphrey Close might be an option that's looked after by Ida Verdi at the moment.
Right, okay.
In our ward.
There's a couple of questions.
Oh, we're getting some hands up. Councillor Angry, you have something to say?
I think Beverly was there first, to be honest.
All right, sorry for that. Councillor Beverly Gray.
Thank you, Anne. No, it was just to say, actually, that I know Anne and I have both raised the possibility of community orchards with Matt, and we've discussed the idea of the tree giveaway potentially becoming, you know, actually fruit trees. And I have had residents already contact me with suggestions for areas of land. And I know Matt was, you know, I've put some of those to Matt. So, you know, just really to say that if councillors have ideas of areas of land in their ward, you know, that's something I'd be really interested to hear. And obviously then Anne and I take back and discuss with Matt.
Brilliant. Councillor Angry, do you have anything further to add to that?
I think the room's gone up to mute.
Oh, we are mute.
I think you changed the room mute.
Oh, yeah.
I've gone to silent.
On the handset.
It's all gone very silent on our end, yeah. So we're not quite sure what's happening.
You can hear us now, can you?
We can hear you now.
So, Councillor Angry, I was asking, have you anything further to add to what Councillor... Nope. Okay, so you've answered. Okay, first green answer by the same green. Councillor Spinovitz.
Yes, I'm sorry I was a bit late coming in. I've had a heck of a job getting in tonight in this system, and the hand has been going up and down and up and down, but it's not showing. Anyway, right. I think you can hear me.
Yes, we can.
I don't know if this is going to be quite the forum. I did raise it the other night when the chief exec did his presentation, but could the could this group consider for the future a request for a cage for cycles? Because quite a few residents have now asked me if that could be put in place.
Okay.
So that's just a thought.
Yeah, yeah. Matt?
Thank you, Councillor Spigelitz. I know it is my service area, it's within Chris Grace's service area, but they are looking into putting better cycle storage in the town centre at the moment. I'm not sure whether that's cages or some other form of cycle storage, but I can get Chris Grace to get back to the committee on that one with an idea of what's being installed. I think that's due imminently, to be honest. Orders have been raised and
okay.
installed pretty quickly.
Thanks for that. Yeah. So it's been
Can I just come back on that? Thanks, Matt, because the Chief Exec did say he would have a word with Chris Grace. But the complaints have been that the locks are being cut off and, you know, there's still too many cycles being stolen. So the request came for a cage. So anyway, I pass that back to you. So. Okay. I look forward to seeing what might materialise.
Right. Thanks for that. Thank you, Councillor Worrell.
Yes, just going back to trees again. Within my ward, Cara Baker is working with William Davis on some new tree planting because a lot of the trees in the ward died. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we would be open to looking at orchards or something like that as well, because we've got quite a lot of open space that I need will need to be replanted again. But I can discuss that with Cara directly.
Can I ask Councillor, is that Grange Park?
Yes.
Yes. I'm aware of that.
But you are aware of it.
Yes.
I thought you would be.
Yeah. So yeah. We can certainly have those conversations and
yes.
See what we can deliver.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I just think we've slightly conflated two ideas here. One of them is in canopy cover, the other is an orchard. And generally, I think the orchards are come out of like a local desire to do it in a way.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, the canopy cover is something quite different, really. This is about greening the environment and so on, providing habitats. And I think successful orchards are when you've got a local commitment to actually looking after it. Because, you know, trees don't bear fruit very well unless they are managed pretty well. And so I think that there's two quite different initiatives here. And I think that I don't think they should be conflated. So the one with the canopy cover and the general greening with, I think an orchard only works if a community actually wants it and the push is from the community rather than just dumping an orchard on them.
I suppose that's something that people consulted on locally.
Yeah.
So.
But I have seen successful ones in a few different places. Like when I went to Canada, they had a lot of these. Communities had local farms, they had lots of stuff. But obviously they were buying in and people were managing it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, we've planted four now. Usually go back of senior citizens' buildings, you know, the complexes, who love them, you know, get the wildlife in, look at the wildlife, got the fruit for themselves. And now we're doing orchards with the people that's planting the vegetable plots and that. You know, putting trees there next to the vegetable plots. People can help themselves to vegetables plus apples and pears, you know. I think it's really needed, sort of thing.
Matt?
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to discuss both of those ideas with Anna's lead member, and then we'll see if we can accommodate both of them. Will put them in separately. I think they are two distinct projects, and we can look at whether we can deliver both, or if we can't, then look at prioritising one over the other.
Oh, brilliant, that's good. So, anyway, Council, you certainly wanted to start the ball rolling.
Oh, yeah.
The ball is rolling,
yeah,
so that's good. Councillor Beverly Gray.
Yeah, it was just quickly really just to sort of echo what Ian was saying, and just to sort of say that, you know, I know that when I discussed this with Matt, you know, it was very much that we would need a community group to be committed and to be maintaining the orchard. So, you know, we've had a group of people put forward an idea of some land, but, you know, that's what I was sort of getting at, and I'm sure Anne would say the same thing in terms of councillors, you know, identifying potential areas that would have to come from a community group, a community interest, obviously.
Okay, thanks for that. Okay, so I think there's things to think about and conversations to be had. And I think that is everything, unless anyone has anything else. Okay, thank you for that. So the next meeting is 15th of October 2025. So we've got to go. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.